Imagine a world where the soundtrack of an entire generation almost never happened. Now, picture one man, one guitar, and a half century of suspense. Today we unravel the incredible tale of how Paul McCartney was reunited with a stolen guitar that ignited the flames of Beatlemania. This is a story 50 years in the making, and it's a story about a reunion that defies time. Time for the Magical Mystery Tour to begin. Welcome to That's Life, I Swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in this world that conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. Now and then I find interesting information, a story or an intriguing fact while researching my next topic. While not a big story per se, it comes down to what I call, it's the little things that matter. From time to time, I'll share these short segments with you and hope you'll learn something of value from the episode, even if it's a small little thing. That said, here's the rest of this story. In early February of 2024, the musical world received the stunning news that Paul McCartney's lost bass guitar was finally found after nearly 50 years. The whereabouts of one of music's most significant bass guitars remained a mystery, shrouded in decades of speculation and sensational tales. Speculation swirled around the missing Hofner violin bass guitar, an instrument that had shared the stage with Paul McCartney and propelled the Beatles to global stardom. Rumors had it that it was in the possession of a collector, while others thought it had been stolen from a devoted fan who lived in Japan. As with most mysteries, with an unexpected twist, the bass guitar was discovered resting in the loft of a family home in East Sussex, England. It wasn't until a fresh search initiative spearheaded by two journalists and a guitar aficionado that interest reignited in 2023. It was bum luck that after over half a century since its disappearance, that the family that was in possession of the infamous bass guitar came forward with their discovery in late September of 2023. This revelation marked the resolution of a long-standing enigma that had captivated Beatles enthusiasts. As mentioned at the outset of this podcast, a dedicated trio joined to form a team that would go on the quest to find Paul's guitar. They were Nick Wassis, a consultant for Hofner, and two journalists, Scott James and his wife, Naomi James. They later established a website called the Lost Bass Project. The emergence of Beatlemania traces back to a pivotal instrument, the Hofner guitar, a very iconic relic within Beatles mythology. Its harmonizing resonance echoes through timeless classics like Love Me Do, She Loves You, and Twist and Shout. The story of Paul's bass guitar has a long history. Upon assuming the role of the band's bassist, Paul McCartney found himself in dire need of a bass guitar. In 1961, during the Beatles' formative years, he procured the instrument from a music emporium in Hamburg, Germany. In a 1993 interview with Guitar Magazine, McCartney reflected on the day he made the purchase. I picked up my violin bass at the Steinway shop downtown. Priced at a modest sum of £30, it was a purchase within my means. Once I had it, I was smitten, he said. Despite its petite size, it boasts a remarkable lush tone. Through the incredible rise in the fame of the Fab Four, McCartney played to Hofner with intensity, gracing countless performances, such as the Liverpool's Cavern Club, where fate intertwined, the band's destiny with meeting manager Brian Epstein, to the studio sessions where they started creating some of their infamous albums. The band's final documented appearance in London in 1969 was captured in the footage of the band's creative process for the album, Let It Be. Yet thereafter, it vanished into obscurity, leaving behind a lingering mystery. McCartney's bass guitar is perhaps the most iconic lost musical instrument of all time. This was the bass that powered Beatlemania. Paul McCartney used it in Hamburg for several performances in addition to playing almost 250 times at the Cavern Club. It was used to record the album's first two albums, Please Please Me and With the Beatles. It's the bass you hear on All My Loving, She Loves You, and other hit singles. Through upgrades and instruments over time, the Hofner guitar was set aside as a backup bass late in 1963. It remained in use until the breakup of the Beatles in 1969. The quest to locate the bass started as far back as 2018, but then it hit a roadblock. It wasn't until September of 2023 when Nick, Scott, and his wife that the investigation started coming up with valuable leads that helped narrow the hunt. From time to time, Nick would collaborate with Paul McCartney regarding over 100 calls they received with some promising leads. The search created a lot of publicized interest. Scott Jones was very meticulous as he described the unique characteristics of the guitar and its distinguishing features for news postings, prompting the hope that whoever had the guitar would come forward. Following the media appeal, a pivotal breakthrough occurred in October of 2023. The team received a tip-off from two of McCartney's sound engineers who had parked the van in the Ladbroke Grove area of Notting Hill while the former Beatle was occupied recording an album nearby with his new band, Wings. This revelation enabled the team to pinpoint precisely when and where the guitar had been stolen, debunking earlier speculations that it vanished in 1969, just before the Beatles' final rooftop concert for the Let It Be movie. Furthermore, the location aligned with a mysterious email Nick had received earlier in the year, which he had dismissed because it didn't seem to make any sense to him, he remarked. Nick proceeded to inquire further details about the email sender, which revealed that his father had taken the bass guitar and later handed it over to Ronald Guest, the proprietor of the nearby Admiral Blake pub. The progression of events suggests that the thief was unaware of the significance of his theft that night, remarked Scott Jones. To him, it likely seemed just like any other guitar, only later did he realize it belonged to Paul McCartney. Scott explained that the thief had requested Guest to conceal the guitar for him. Subsequently, the team shifted their focus to the pub, delving into birth certificates, marriage license, and death certificates, tracing the whereabouts of the bass guitar within the Guest family. No stone was left unturned. Eventually, the Guest family turned over the bass guitar. Aside from sustaining minor damage requiring some restoration before it could be played again, professionals affiliated with the Lost Bass Project assured its eventual restoration. Remarkably, the bass guitar was complete and still in its original case. The guitar holds immeasurable value, asserted Nick. It may lack monetary worth, but its significance to Paul McCartney and every Beatles aficionado worldwide renders it truly priceless. The revelation of its whereabouts left even the search party astonished. Despite their optimism, they had remained grounded in realism as they combed through historical archives and following numerous leads. We never harbored the presumption of discovery, Scott Jones admitted. To be frank, the odds were stacked against us. Oddly enough, Paul wasn't the only Beatle who lost an instrument. Over time, several other renowned missing instruments have resurfaced, including a Gibson acoustic guitar once owned by John Lennon, which had been missing for years before fetching, get this, a staggering $2.4 million from an undisclosed purchaser in 2015. With the guitar finally being reunited with Paul McCartney, he expressed great gratitude to all involved in the hunt for its recovery. What can we learn from this story? What's the takeaway? It may take months, even years, but never give up hope that something so small can be found eventually with a lot of will and patience. With all the instruments Paul played, it was a little thing that mattered the most to him, his bass guitar that helped start it all. Paul McCartney's lost guitar will gently weep no more, as it was reunited with its owner more than 50 years later. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, for show notes calling out key pieces of content mentioned and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for the privilege of you listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.